Who could have dreamt that the weapons simply would be ourselves, placed each in the other's keeping? The love that once did not dare speak its name may lie in silence yet for reasons other than even you and I assume. Life and death reasons beyond a mere surviving. Perhaps if these 6 years that lie behind us had not also lain between us, perhaps if we had not met one spring equinox too late, perhaps I might have sung then what since I have been forced to whisper in too many bad translations, a luxury of plain details, such as, "My dear, that birthmark high on your right cheek actually is a virus, the devil's stamp they would have called it once, a life form improbable as an albino olive, blithely afloat in a cup of its own green-gold Nile oil. Your eyelids are Mycenaean. They cradle the fertile crescents of your eyes. Perhaps. Instead, the ancient tragedy of women closed around us, our version identical with every other, unique only in minute details of Eleusinian translation reenacted. Even as my arms reached to close round you, the daughter I thought I'd found, the mother I thought I'd lost, O Demeter, O Kor, then something rose and walked again in me and would not let me rest until I could stand scrying for you worlds of what no one could stop you from becoming. Until you were my miracle, my lever, the shuttle of my loom, you not even minding that, not suffocating in it yet. When did you begin to sense my power? Your own was so different, so indifferent, alive with reckless sensuality to answer all my sentience. You would freeze me on camping trips, contort me into yoga knots, melt me in hot springs baths, hammering like a metronome against my fugue your signature, the physical. And all the while my wondering if you were part of this plot that would embody me. If so, then move by move and all but motionless, I still have beaten you at chess, by God. I have wrenched your brain into places you fancied I might. I have mourned with you, and I have densified myself into a magnet strong as you always demanded it to be, stronger than you intended to resist. When the holy sea mammal gives birth, there is another dolphin, the dolphin midwife, they call her, to attend and to assist the labor. So I tracked you, relentless, to where you patiently fled my arrival. Our peril was more complicated even than you and I assumed, though cowards will see in our love their own lovelessness, yet remain ignorant of what we know. To be afraid can be a moral act. We thought ourselves such careful weavers. We never meant to choose our pattern from the marble of that Aegean figure, the goddess daughter statued on the goddess mother's head. Yet history let no other model stand for us, unbroken or reclaimed. Even those two women exchanging gifts on the Pharsalian stele, a balance of sisters who appear equals of each other and of the task as well. These two are also Demeter and Kor. And so I saw myself begin to watch you with a superfluity of eyes. Felt you reach for me as with eight arms, until I came to sit at the center of your life, secreting your future, dividing myself into two half-bodies, one of which was meant for you. At times you fought my architecture, my manipulations. At other times you cried without me that the world was ending. There is nothing you cannot be if you want it enough, I said. And this is the prophecy, almost ignored, that lies like a truth beneath our desiring to will our will to desire. The large male children who would secretly conquer themselves in each other. The grown female children who would rather not conquer at all. Even those selves we flee in disgust from, yet long for still. Now must your seal be set upon yourself. Another must, another. To nurture what we have delivered, you must spin networks of survival, all of your own imagining. Then it can be said that you are beautiful to me as the rare flower of a roseate cactus, your loveliness wild as a blizzard of mountain snow, your smile lazy and then sudden as the dance of a young lizard. Now, like a sibyl, I can see that where you walk, a new Persephone blinking in the light, tendrils verdant with possibilities tremble awake there in your footprints. One bears an orb of tiny flowers, a circlet of lace pale as the new moon's pledge, a sable star at its heart, sealing the cancellation of all debts between us. That this release might teach us both how all my mother posturing and all your daughter meme was played out, after all, by siblings, the grown female children of an older one whose quick sagacity has watched us with more than a single pair of eyes. Air-breathing arachnid, she whose body is divided into two equal and balanced parts, whose hidden spinnerets secrete a liquid that the air hardens into silk, as useful for wrapping eggs as luring enemies, for knitting gossamer balloons from which to swing while riding the currents of summer to her chosen destination. And oh, for wreathing the symmetry of a mandala, this other network, original, organic as a common orb web, its quattro corners anchored to earth, water, air, and fire, radiant from the hub whose spokes unspeakably still move us. No longer Demeter in such a different dawn, Persephone. I feel my gaze endued with prisms through which I watch that hub, those spokes, shiver, then slowly pivot, then spin free, blurring into its revolution the world disk, the great round, the silver wheel of transformation within which your own life must hurtle. One brief arc, deathless as a single head of Queen Anne's lace, plucked from my root self, involuntary as a poppy, and lightly twirled between the palms, a token of welcome and farewell, a seal, a small gift from one woman to another. Repeat the syllables before the lesson hemorrhages through the brain. Margaret Barclay, crushed to death with stones, 1618. Mary Midgley, beaten to death, 1646. Peronet, seated on a hot iron as torture and then burned alive, 1462. Sister Maria Renata Sanger, sub-prioress of the Premonstratensian convent of Unterzell, accused of being a lesbian. The document certifying her torture is inscribed with the seal of the Jesuits and the words Ad Majorem Dei Gloriam, to the greater glory of God. What have they done to us? Four. The Child. Hush. This is utterly simple. Before you, I did not know what it meant to love. I did not know it was this. Your outraged head thudding stubborn against my pelvis, turning itself aside again, again, in your refusal to leave me. The absolutism of your eyelids, lilac-veined transparencies that swell in rhythm to the rolling of your dream. The authority of your mouth, its gravity, tongue frail, drawing up the tide from my lunar nipples. The visitation of that laugh you abandon me to, unasked for, sudden, miraculous as an underground spring unlocking the Februaries of all my life. The summer nap smell of your body, the grace with which you stretch on wakening, animal, the vulnerability of your baby penis, a rose hip blooming shameless under my all unthreatened kiss. This blood is my own, of my own making, flesh of my flesh. These breasts were all you knew. Before this, I did not understand the luxury of skin, its velvet imperative. You have taught me the most ancient of pleasures. In awe of this have we been celebrated from the first. The Hittite lion mother brazen above her child, the Isis hammered in copper, cupping her left breast toward where you lean up from her lap, the pre-Columbian effigy vessels where I smile at your marsupial grasp, the Yoruban wood spools, the Celtic icons stone-hewn, the prehistoric bronze Sardinian Pietà, the scaraboid seal Ionian on which I whelp you, the Aztec codex of the goddess Tlazotiotl, the 15th century Vierge Ouvrant, that virgin whose enthroned self opens as two doors, disclosing the world, safe, sleeping on her knees. And this is the reason, always denied, that throbs like an uncut cord through the warp of our fantasies, the large male children who adopt each other in defiance, the grown female children who reject the mothers we once were before they became the only selves we were permitted to become, yet long for still. I disown none of my transformations. Little heart, you have sung in me like the spiral alder bud. You who gave birth to this mother, comprehend for how much longer my mysteries? Son of my cellular reincarnation, you alone know the words that awaken me when I play dead in our game. You alone wave at the wisp through which I see you. You understand. You whisper, listen, life is really going on right now around us. Do you see it? Sometimes I lose it, but if I sit still and listen, it comes back. And then I think, how funny. This is what being alive is. Do you know? I have uttered you wisely. Still, I have grieved before the time in preparation for my dolor, at how you will become a grown male child, tempted by false gods, I have been Pizora mirabilis, the nursery web spider who carries her egg's bulk in aching jaws, who wraps it in a weft of love, who guards its hatching. You have clung to me like a spiderling to the back of the Lycosa lenta. Wolf spider mother, I have waited, whenever you fell off, for you to scramble on again before proceeding. But you have come fivefold years, and what I know now is nothing can abduct you fully from the land where you were born. I am come into my power, O littlest love, fruit of my flowering. I have seen you, who feared the spinner less than her hoop's fragility, the fabric of nightmares. Hold your breath at the rush of beauty on a country dawn when we beheld her dew-glazed gauze corona. You reached past fear through reverence to touch, anointing your fingertips, anointing all my august droughts. And I have seen you, crowned by ivy leaves, dance naked in a candlelit circle of stones, your laughter offered to me like a bell cluster, like the fat purple grapes you pelt me with, your milk teeth seducing my ear with nibbles. Wars have been made against me, empires built with the dolmen of my bones. Ships have pocked the egg of my covenant where it gleams on their benighted path. But there is no erasing this, the central memory of what we are to one another, the grove of ritual. I have set my seal upon you. I say, you shall be a child of the mother as of old, and your face will not be turned from me. Then shall the bosom of the earth open and feed you, rock you safe, sleeping on her lap. No more will your stomachs bulge tumorous with hunger, my children. No more will you be gaily tossed on the soldiers' bayonet points. No more will you scream at the iron roar of death in the heavens. No more will you stare through the miniature convulsions of your newborn heroin addiction. You shall be disinherited of all these legacies. And in their place, and in your footprints, tendrils green with possibility will tremble awake. This you have taught me, what it is to love. Your unmodern wisdom thudding against my pelvis, refusing to leave me. How can I not celebrate this body, your first home? I did not know how simple this secret would be. How utterly simple. Hush. Repeat the syllables until the lesson perforates the uterus. Anna Rausch, burned 1628, 12 years old. Sibyl Lutz, burned 1628, 11 years old. Emerzian Pischler, tortured and burned together with her two young children, 1679. Agnes Wobster, drowned while her small son was forced to watch her trial by water, 1567. Annabel Stewart, burned alive, 1678, 14 years old. Veronica Zerich, compelled to dance in the warm ashes of her executed mother, then burned alive herself, 1754, 13 years old. Frau Dummler, boiled to death in hot oil while pregnant, 1630. What have they done? Five, the self. each unblinking eyelet linked now to another in the shuttles of the loom. Thin rainbow-colored nets like cobwebs all over my skin. I affirm all of my transformations. An autumnal mother, treading the way of life past all her trials, yearns toward her Albion, leprous white as water lilies. Returning to herself, a daughter who reflects a different dawn emerges, reckless as the weeds that array her vernal equinox. The chosen man, given over at last, discards his shroud for love's reweaving, initiate to what the ecstatic widow male has always known, the secret of the young king at winter solstice. And so is born again, shameless, laughing, to reach past fear through reverence, to touch what it is like, this being alive. These are my people. They are of my willing, of my own making. I have invented them no less than I create myself, thought, imagining shape, uttering existence. To understand this universe I fabricate, my cosmic joke, embodied plot, I am become the spinner, giving out of myself, myself the egg, taking into myself, myself the prey. Witch queen, sorceress, I must live within this body, my final home. Here to decode each runic fingerprint, to trust the assurance of each hair's whitening, to recognize the clue left by each stretch mark. My taste is salty, my smell ammonial. My knuckles can crack like willow bark, and hair blades cover my hide, stubborn as fine grass. My nails are crisp as relics, and every crevice, armpit, crotch, toe valleys, ears, mouth, nostrils, eyes, exudes mucus or sweat for iridescence. Oh, let me learn that I am beautiful to me, innocent as the spider, beyond judgment, disgust, beyond perfection, reconciled with her tufted claw, with the matted topaz of my labia. Let me sit at the center of myself and see with all my eyes, speak with both my mouths, feel with all my setae, know my own sharp pleasure, learning at last and blessedly and utterly. The life comes first. There is no spirit without the form. Drawn from the first by what I would become, I did not know how simple this secret could be. The carapace is split. The shed skin lies upon the ground. I must devour the exoskeleton of my old shapes, wasting no part, free only then to radiate whatever I conceive, to exclaim the strongest natural fiber known into such art, such architecture as can house a world made sacred by my building. Sheet method, funnel, and orb, each thread of the well-named Ariadna unreels its lesson. The triangle web, three-faced as my aspects, the filmy dome web, a model firmament, the domesticity of the bowl and doily web, the droll zigzag of the philistata, the hammock pattern's indolence, the chorus web with healing power for welts and fever, the trapdoor web, shield of the white lady from the desert, the arabesca, the dictina, the vaporous platform web, the umbrella's unfolding tension, the esoteric pyramid design, the purse web, tubed and tightly wattled, the bubble web, patience iterated underwater, a crystal castle of air. Here is discipline imagination, variation. Here are your paragons, my avatars. I am learning. The cord is wrapped around my throat. I am learning. The passageway is cramped and blind. I am learning, though Kali dances through it, past where Demeter still mourns Persephone, where Isis searches for the fragments of Osiris, where I wade upstream through a living current which seizes me and drowns me into life, pumping, pumping as from a giant heart whose roar I have called Mother in my dreams. What do you remember? What is it that you long for still? Oh, let me hear you hear me speak. Oh, speak to me. Oh, let me repeat the syllables each cell has unforgotten. There was the word before their word. The silence came. The name was changed. What have they done to themselves? What have they dared, sucking at man's wounds for wine, celebrating his flesh as food? Whose thirst has been slaked by his vampire liquor? Whose hunger answered by his ghostly bread? Who have they dared to hang on that spine instead and then deny across millennia? Whose is the only body which incarnates creation everlasting? As it was in the beginning, I say, here is your sacrament. Take, eat. This is my body. This real milk, thin, sweet, bluish, which I give for the life of the world. Like sap to spring it rises, even before the first faint cry is heard. An honest nourishment, alone able to sustain you. I say, here is your eternal testament. This cup, this chalice, this primordial cauldron of real menstrual blood, the color of clay warm with promise, rhythmic, cyclical, fit for lining the uterus, and shed for many for the remission of living. Here is your bread of life. Here is the blood by which you live in me. The world disc, the great round, the silver wheel of transformation. Two solstices, summer and winter. Two equinoxes, spring and fall. One day to stand outside the year, unutterable. 13-fold is my lunar calendar, 5-fold my mysteries, my kiss. 3-fold, my face. And this is the secret, once unquestioned, sought in the oldest trances of us all. The large male children forced into exile from their pelvic cradle, wailing, refusing to leave. The grown female children knotting together the skein of generations, each loop in the coil a way back to that heart of memory we cannot escape, yet long for still. No more need you dream this, my children, in remembrance of me. There is a place beyond your struggle where I will take us. It will exist. See, I am creating it now. I have said so. Blessed be my brain that I may conceive of my own power. Blessed be my breast that I may give sustenance to those I love. Blessed be my womb that I may create what I choose to create. Blessed be my knees that I may bend so as not to break. Blessed be my feet that I may walk in the path of my highest will. Now is the seal of my vision set upon my flesh. You call me by a thousand names, uttering yourselves. Earthquake, I answer you. Flood and volcano flow. The warning. This to remind you that I am the old one who holds the key, the crone to whom all things return. Lotus, I answer you. Lily, corn poppy, centripetal rose. The choice. This to remind you that I am the mother who unravels from herself the net sustaining you. Moon, I answer you. My gibbous eye, the regenerating carapace, the Milky Way, the possibility. This to remind you that I am the virgin born only now, new, capable of all invention. I have been with you from the beginning, utterly simple. I will be with you when you die. Say what you will. We shall never be finished. This is possible. A small gift. Hush. There is nothing I have not been, and I am come into my power. There is nothing I cannot be.
Thank you for joining us today on Women's Studies. Our guest has been Robin Morgan. The poem is called The Network of the Imaginary Mother. Join us again next week when Robin will be back with us to talk about life and feminism and other things. I'm Viv Sutherland.